She's an army mom in her 40s with blue eyes, long brown hair, and a petite frame.
Pretty much everyone around here knows if they have a question, just call me.
Barbara Brown lives in a small town less than 20 miles northwest of Fort Worth called Reno, where dozens of minor quakes were centered back in November and December.
You know, at first you're thinking there's no way that was an earthquake. And then you're realizing, no, that's definitely an earthquake. Those are earthquakes. And then you're looking on the USGS website and you get validation that is an earthquake. Okay, something's wrong.
Her house is less than a mile from a disposal well where wastewater from hydraulic fracturing or fracking is injected thousands of feet underground. Two more wells are about a football field away, and she says across her street, three more disposal wells are being built. It's just not what she and her family expected when they moved to Reno from Houston a decade ago.
It was quiet. It was country. It was beautiful. You know, a little brick house at the back of 3.5 acres. You know, you just picture raising your kids and your grandkids here. That's not going to happen.
Her 18-year-old daughter moved out after the cluster of small quakes, fearing she'd be swallowed up by sinkholes. Brown says there are 10 on her property. Two she's filled. She has cracks on her walls and a beam that holds her roof together is detached. Each time an earthquake hits, her 4-year-old thoroughbred named Highgate Court runs into his pen. Her 7 dogs scramble into the garage, the 2 cats dive under the cars, and an African gray parrot and 3 finches go a little nuts. Brown says she's not moving just yet because she wants to help her aging neighbors.
This is an older community. A lot of these people that live on these lands have been there for 5+ generations. They just want to know, you know, is my property safe? You know, can I breathe the air? Am I going to have water next year? That's all they need, just someone to just simply listen to them and answer a few simple little questions.
Last month, when state officials held a hearing on earthquakes in North Texas, Brown went to Austin to share her story.
I even shocked myself because I'm a shy person, or I used to be before this happened. I said, hello, my name is Barbara Brown. Thank you for seeing me today. And I unzipped the bag and I just started putting prescription bottles up. I said, I'm not here today to talk to you about my medications because I know you don't control that aspect. But I would like to let you know that when the first well came in across the street from me, I didn't have to take anything but this one little migraine pill every day. And I said, but then when the second well came in, then I started to, and I just went through and I separated them and I said, and this is where I'm at today.
She told the Railroad Commission of Texas that she wants transparent data on oil and gas drilling, including maps of disposal wells that she blames for the increasing number of earthquakes in North Texas. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.